There's been a lot of talk around here. Fort Madison has a big project that they're looking to do, and they're applying to Vision Iowa. For people who may not know, we cover Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. What exactly is Vision Iowa?
Vision Iowa was started back in 2001, so it's been around for quite some time, and there were two components to it originally. The Vision Iowa Fund, which was designed for projects of $20 million or greater, and the what we affectionately call CAT, Community Attraction and Tourism Fund, for all those other sort of smaller projects. The program was designed to fund cultural, educational, recreational attractions across the state.
And that's, I believe, what Fort Madison is into. Since it's about a $3 million project, they're looking at more of the CAT side of things.
Correct. And in fact, the Vision Iowa Fund itself has been awarded. There are no funds left in Vision Iowa. There is CAT money, and there's also a companion program for river enhancement, community attraction, and tourism. There's a small amount of money left in there as well.
When it comes to the CAT funding, how much is still available, and does that replenish each fiscal year?
Such a good question. There's about $2.2 million remaining for fiscal year 12. Previously, the program had been funded at about $12 million a year. Last year, that was cut to $5 million. Fiscal year 13 is sort of still iffy. We're waiting for the legislative session to end until we see how it all shakes out. But there's a potential $5 million available for fiscal year 13.
And so that just has to be, that's what I figured it was, is that it has to be worked out at the legislative level. What in general are you guys, like, what kind of project? Can someone just, I mean, when it comes to who comes before the CAT board, do they have to be a large-scale project? Can they be a smaller project? What can they be seeing?
There's a variety of projects, from small to huge. And what's the beauty of the program is it's all community-driven. It's what the community thinks their area needs. The Vision Iowa Board is not dictating, you community need this, you need that. It's all driven from the community level. So we see everything from aquatic centers, libraries, museums, trails, bike trails. It's a wide variety, and that's what makes the program so wonderful.
When it comes to, who's on the Vision Iowa Board? Are they appointees? Are they elected? What's the Vision Iowa Board?
They are appointed by the governor. It's a makeup. It includes a mayor of a small town, a mayor of a large town, a board of supervisors, some folks from the three tourism regions, and some at-large. And additionally, the director of the Economic Development Authority, the state auditor, and the state treasurer.
Looking at a more general sense, say town X brings project Y to the board. Mm-hmm. What is the process? How is it decided whether or not it'll be funded? We'll just start from there. What's that process?
There's an application process. They submit an application by a certain deadline. It needs to be basic staff review threshold before it makes it to the committee. They need to have at least 50% of their total project cost in hand. There's a legislatively required mandate that anyone, a full-time employee, has at least 50% of their benefits, insurance benefits, covered. Some basic requirements that they need to meet. Once they get to the committee level, they make a presentation to the committee. Members can ask questions of the applicant. And that may follow for 1 to 2 to 3 meetings. It depends. Once the board feels comfortable, if they're ready, they will score the application. Once it passes committee review, it can go to negotiations, where a committee of the board will meet with the applicant and sort of hammer out what the award might be. Sometimes, especially in the case of, say, an aquatic center, the board's policy has typically been $100,000 toward an amenity like a slide. Those wouldn't necessarily go to negotiations, but once it's been scored, the board can make that decision and make that award.
And that was going to be my next question. Is there a percentage like this? You guys say, okay, we will do 25%, 10%, or is it just that you guys determine based on each project?
It is based on each project. I can tell you the average award, the percentage, is about 20%.
And so that's really what you're looking at there. If someone, they don't have that idea of saying, okay, we know that if it's this type of project, we're going to automatically get this much money. It's just more along the lines of what is needed. Maybe if there's more community support, maybe the state would kick in maybe a little bit less because there's so much.
Right. And the board, they're required to have broad community support. The board has interpreted that as city, county, and private fundraising. So they look for all three of those to be in the project.
How does a project like Fort Madison has raised so much in the community, but as you probably know, there's been an issue with the county. Does it kind of neutralize it out because there's been so much from the public?
I mean, their public support has been tremendous, and the board has applauded them on all their work in private fundraising. But the board has had this longstanding policy about city, county, and private investments. So a former board chair likened it to a three-legged stool. You have city, county, and private. It's a sturdier stool. The more you have buy-in from the area, the more people who are committed to the project's success.
I know a lot of people around here have been just waiting to hear, okay, if the county comes forward. I know they've come up with a plan to ask for donations to cover their fee. Is that something that's acceptable to give that county share?
That will be up to the board to determine, the Vision Iowa board to determine. I will not be making that determination for them.
Has anyone ever done this before, this type of a technique to get that third, one of the legs of the stool, as you put it?
You know, we've had, I don't know that it's ever been quite done that way. We've had other projects where maybe a city will step in and say, we'll cover the gap for now, and then as private donations come in, those will repay the city's obligation. But I don't know that anyone's quite done it the way Lee County is. As from what I understand, I don't have anything written in front of me from the county. So from what I've just anecdotally heard, I'm not sure anyone has done it quite that way.
And that's what I was wondering. Is there anything that says it automatically is a no? Like you cannot do this, even if it's donation, however that is there anything in the code that just says we won't accept these types of financial contributions?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, that's what I was wondering if, I mean, I figured it would be up to the board to say yes or no. And that's who would make the decision. If they came out and said, we don't like this method, you've got to try something else. That's the board that would make that decision.
Correct.
When is the next meeting?
The next meeting is Wednesday, May 16th.
Okay, Wednesday, May 16th. Mm-hmm. And is that the next time? So that's the next time that Fort Madison would go. And then I'm sure there's other projects, too, that are trying to get those last dollars.
Correct. There are.
Trying to think here. Is there?
Sorry, I just didn't have the list in front of me. I was going to tell you how many.
That's what I was going to say. Is there an idea?
In front of me.
I was going to say, is there an idea? I mean, you mentioned a couple of million left. How much more million are being considered?
Sorry, just give me one moment to pull up my...
Oh, not a problem.
And I'll have that for you. It's about $2.2 million left, and I want to say they're requesting $12 million, but I will get you an exact number here.
Oh, that's... Yeah. So we're pretty much looking at... Could be winding down here pretty soon with that much money being requested.
Yep, there are 19 applications undergoing board or staff review. Some of them have not made it to committee level yet, but 19 total... sort of in the process, requesting about $11,750,000.
So, and then that's, you know, the numbers, $11 million versus $2 million.
Right, and even if you go, well, if there's five for fiscal year 13, we're still at 7.2 and 11.8 almost.
Yeah.
Math doesn't quite work out there.
Yep, I was going to say, trying to think of anything else. I've been trying to paint the pictures of how this works, and so I thought, you know what, why don't I just actually call the person involved and say, let's get a, even see if there's anything I'm missing, stuff like that. Is there any aspect I haven't thought to ask about that people should know?
I think it's not a question, but the board has really done a good job. They do challenge some projects, you know, to push a little farther, but that's how they've funded 356 CAT projects alone across the state. Total project cost for those 356 is $953 million directly invested right here in the state. So, I mean, they push people, but they get the results, and, you know, they're all fabulous additions to the state.